Stand by for action. Anything can happen in the next half hour. We are about to launch
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Hey man, is that Freedom Rock? Well, turn it up, man. Yes, that's right, we've entered the 70s. It's Deadpan number 70. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Billy Shears. And yes, I do get by with a little help from my friends. And yes, I know Billy Shears is from the 60s, so shut the fuck up. Yes, nothing like a little hostility to start your podcast.
Hurry up and ramble your way through this crap here. Is this interable?
Like that. So speaking of cranky, still having email issues, so if you've sent me some content and you have not heard it or heard back from me, then I probably didn't get it. So let's talk about contact info. On rare occasions, you can catch me on Skype. My Skype address is, now say it with me, I don't care what your coworkers say, SphericalJack M. All right, if you didn't, then rewind and say it with me, especially the M part. And don't make fun of me for using the word rewind. I'm a child of the 80s, okay? I know this isn't tape. You can also send me voicemails, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. The only problem is that those are linked to my email, which is jack@jackmangan.com, but it's been a little bit less than reliable. I encourage you to still send voicemails, but, you know, shit has been happening. If you want to send me a direct email, I'm not going to spell this out because there's like 8 zillion letters, but it's harmonypatrician@yahoo.com. That's actually my super secret Yahoo email account. And actually, jack@jackmangan.com redirects to that, in theory. Or it did once upon a time. Okay, I realize this is fascinating. So I think we'll end with that stuff. And I'll play what content I do have. But I am going to request that you do send me stuff. Call it in or email it, or whatever. Yeah.
Is this interable?
Not anymore. Oh, by the way, big thanks to Vanimond for the awesome intro to this episode.
Did Genghis Khan really spread peace throughout China? Was Amelia Earhart a secret government spy? Did Susan B. Anthony have a clockwork army that turned the world into the matriarchy it is today? Maybe. And if you watch This Day in Alternate History, you can find out more about what may have happened. Every weekday, you can learn a little bit about history as told by the crew at Lulu TV. Subscribe to This Day in Alternate History at lulu.tv. We put the story in history.
Hi, this is J.C. Hutchins, author of the podcast novel trilogy Seventh Son, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Storm Paragraph from 2001 A Space Odyssey by Arthur C. Clarke. Then he waited, marshalling his thoughts and brooding over his still untested powers. For though he was master of the world, he was not quite sure what to do next. But he would think of something.
I mean, your boobs are huge.
When Commander Adama sees these, he's gonna go crazy.
Unrelated. So what do you think would have happened 3,000 years ago when Homer was reciting the Iliad and the Odyssey if one of his listeners had stood up and said, "Hey, you're making this shit up"?
Really Big Things, a serial by Paul Mackey. Episode 15, On Their Way. Eric stood very close to Ivo, despite the amount of available space in the broad hallway. He knew it made his quiet yet threatening voice all the more effective. Tell me everything you know. You sent my sister out with this guy all those years ago, the last time either of us saw her. Tears welled slightly in the corners of Ivo's eyes. I don't know anything about Lara. Bullshit. You're a fucking poor liar, Ivo. What did he do? Ivo paused just a little too long, but finally said, I don't know. Ivo stood up a little straighter. In any case, the important matter at hand is a door that is getting unstable. Eric opened his mouth to protest, but Ivo continued. You and John will accompany Jeremy and his friend to Arizona. You will take care of the door and get it fixed in place with Jeremy in control. Do you understand? Eric's scowl softened slightly, but then he said, Jack, I work with Suzette on these things. She listens. Jack doesn't take orders. Suzette is afflicted, but improving, said Ivo. John will not be susceptible to this problem. Don't worry. She'll be ready to go when you return.
I should be corporeal, at least.
Ivo looked into Eric's angry eyes and gently shook his head. Eric, that would not be a good idea. We need Jeremy safe and sound in Arizona. Eric's mouth set in a thin, hard line, but he said nothing. Now, I've spoken to John, and I believe you'll find him more participatory in the cause than you feel he has been in the past. However, to make sure, there is something you will need to do at the door. Jack, Ivo, Jeremy, Chris, and Eric all stood in the lobby near the entrance of the grotto. So, said Ivo, it was very fortunate that we ran into each other. He reached out with both arms wide, as though to pull both Jeremy and Chris into a bear hug, but instead brushed his fingertips gently against each man's temples. Both flinched slightly, then stood still, eyes slightly vacant. Ivo regarded them for a moment uneasily, then stepped to Chris. John, you are my representative, accompanying them to take photographs in Arizona. When he sees the Indian outside, he will recall most of the events here as having occurred in a hotel in Green Bay. Ivo sighed. Minor edits, he murmured almost to himself. Ivo placed his hand against Chris's head for a moment, with his eyes closed. A moment later, he opened his eyes and pulled his hand away. His brow furrowed, and he rubbed his fingers together for a moment, then he shrugged and turned to Jeremy. Jeremy needs few changes. I almost hesitate to... Ivo trailed off. John, you and Eric need to be mindful. Ivo stopped himself. He took a deep breath and stopped stalling, putting his fingers against Jeremy's face. After a slightly longer moment, he pulled away his fingers. Okay, he said slightly guiltily. I've blocked my act of violence against him. Eric raised his eyebrows at this but said nothing. We need his trust. Ivo blew out a long breath. This is going to be rough for you, I'm afraid. He has gained his will, but there's a lot of tampering that's been done. Stability may become an issue. It is imperative that you proceed quickly and directly as possible, John. I've given you all the instructions. Ivo trailed off as an intricately carved cigar store Indian near the door cleared his throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, said Ivo.
The camera crew has departed. The way is clear.
Thank you. The group filed out of the lobby, Jack leading the way, followed by the two empty-eyed travelers, then Eric, scowling, arms folded across his chest. Outside the grotto entrance, Chris and Jeremy paused a moment near a tall glass and concrete Indian chief. Chris raised his camera and took a picture. He lowered the camera and began thumbing through some settings. Gosh, I never would have thought they'd have had a hotel like that one in Green Bay. Yeah. Say, Jeremy, I hope you don't mind. I had Mr. Fermat include you as my assistant so you could continue to travel with me, okay?
That's fine.
Great. Listen, could you go and tell Mr. Fermat's rep I'll just be another 10 to 15 minutes getting a few other shots around here?
Jeremy walked over to Jack and Eric, who were near the grotto having a conversation in low tones. When Eric saw Jeremy coming, he clammed up and walked toward the car. Jeremy watched him go for a second, then shrugged and turned to Jack.
Chris thinks we were in Green Bay?
Oh, yeah, said Jack, feigning great interest in some of the sculptures. They began to walk along the path.
Ivo has some mild hypnosis skills. We can't have too many people knowing too much.
So, when we get to Arizona,
You'll have to talk to Eric about that. I really don't know all the details about how all this door stuff works. That ought to be a picnic. Jack smiled a bit. Make sure to bring some potato salad. Say, Jack, about this mild hypnosis, Ivo didn't do anything to me, did he?
Why would he? Said Jack as they got to the car. You're getting all the information.
You've been listening to Really Big Things, a serial by Paul Mackey. Music is Chronodermis by Nanochrist. Find out more at www.nanochrist.com. Send questions or feedback to reallybigthings@gmail.com.
Nymphomaniac can only get turned on by Jewish cowboys.
This is Ed from Texas. Fry up your brains on Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Disclaimer, I have no idea if Ed from Texas is Jewish, a cowboy, or even whether he turns me on. Just seemed like a funny thing to play.
Stolen. From the 80s.
From the 80s.
Hey, Mr. Mangan. Got you some lyrics. Fell out the back of the 80s truck.
And watching lovers part, I feel you smiling. What glass splinters lie so deep in your mind? To tear out from your eyes with a thought to stiffen brooding lies. And I'll only watch you leave me further behind. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy lined, and the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy lined, and the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart. Sing, blue silver. Sing, sing, blue silver. Duran Duran, the chauffeur.
Well, hell, I see them every night in tight blue jeans in the pages of a Blue Boy magazine. Hey, I've been thinking of a new sensation. I'm picking up good vibration. Oop, she bop. Do I want to go out with a lion's roar? Yeah, I want to go south and get me some more. Hey, they say that a stitch in time saves nine. They say I better stop or I'll go blind. Oop, she bop, she bop. She bop, he bop, a wee bop. I bop, you bop, a they bop. Be bop, a loo, she bop. I hope he will understand. She bop, he bop, a wee bop. I bop, you bop, a they bop. Be bop, a loo, she bop. Ooh, ooh, she do. She bop, she bop. Hey, hey, they say I better get a chaperone, because I can't stop messin' with the danger zone. No, I won't worry, and I won't fret. Ain't no law against it yet. Oop, she bop, she bop, she bop, he bop, we bop. That's She Bop by Cyndi Lauper.
Love it. Deadpan is the way.
Okay, it's time for a new, well, a new old bit. One that grew out of unrelated thought. This is album cover analysis. So take a minute to get over to Amazon. We're going to take a look at an album cover together. And this week, we're looking up NKOTB. Yes, New Kids on the Block. Super Hits. That's NKOTB Super Hits. I'll give you a minute to find it. If you're listening in the car, then make sure that you do your homework later. Otherwise, look it up on Amazon.com. Or if you're like me, you can just find it in your collection of your absolute favorite CDs. So, all right, are we all there? We all basking in the greatness of this album cover? All right. Yo, look at this thing. These guys are badass hardcore. Not New Kids on the Block. It's NKOTB, motherfucker. You listening, Justin Timberlake? That stands for Never Kissed Other Teenage Boys.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Or maybe it means neon-kilted orangutans trampoline bounce. I don't know. Anyway, whoa, bitches. Step by step, these dudes will stomp your shit without even messing up their gelled hair. And look at that new kid in the middle. When they're done, he will eat your brains.
Eat your brains!
Hey, Mr. Mangan. Just wondering, what special guest you'll be doing 69 with? Get it? 69 with. 69.
Wine me, dine me, deadpan 69 me.
Can I get a double tall, half cap, 2-pump mocha, non-fat no whip?
Rubs the lotion on its skin.
Costa del X, Lutherville, Marina del X, Otisburg. Otisburg.
What do you think of that, Jack? Oh, okay.
69. My commander, Adama sees these.
Okay, that's just really funny. But that's okay, because that's Jack Mangan. That's how he rolls.
Watch your climb into my
spoon!
Alright, it's time for a game called Greasy Spoon Comments, and this is where we track random comments from the comments page, and I say comments way too many times. First one, Rhea from Calgary says, drivers in a rush who stop at traffic lights often see red. Next, the Energizer Bunny, who we all suspect is really Rhea from Calgary, says, ooh, new spam. This header, dash, quotes, his cock is enormous, ellipsis, and I've got a small mouth, close quotes. This affects me how? Question mark. Time out. Did I really just read that out loud? Next, Jack Mangan says, hey, that's me, so this one doesn't count. Damn it, ellipsis, now I have helmet hair, ellipsis. Finally, alright, this one counts. Just a Joe says, if I can remember correctly from childhood, dash, hill blocks view, view overwhelms rock, rock beats the ever-loving crap out of scissors. Okay, after the break, I'll have Greasy Jelly Bean and About Your Fucking Time Babble.
World Fantasy 2008.
The Podcast.
Dragons love it. Nymphs abhor it. And the elves have never even heard of it.
Featuring interviews, fiction, authors, artists, publishers, updates.
And a healthy dose of fairy dust and magic poofballs.
Visit us at www.worldfantasy2008.org.
Tune in,
or the Hobbit gets it. No fairies are harmed in the making of this podcast, but the dragon did eat a few knights.
Okay, time for a greasy jelly bean game, and then we're fucking out of here. So, we only had three predictions for this week. One was for 647, next was for 817, and the third was for 1017. The official tally at this late hour, 753, which goes to the 817 predictor, who's become the master, really, at this game, is Chris from Tempe. And so in this episode, not only does she bop, she also gets a Greasy Jelly Bean point. And if you're wondering what the hell a Greasy Jelly Bean is, it's a game where you predict the number of comments that will be on the deadpan board at about midnight, the night that the next show goes out. And get your predictions in to me by Monday at midnight, before the show comes out. I don't really have a whole lot to say by way of outro babble. Congratulations to Jessica and Justa Joe for surpassing 50 episodes on the Cup Car update. I could say deadpan is the way, or deadpan is the motherfucking way, but you've heard that about 69 times before. So deadpan rocks, deadpan for life. Deadpanites, I less than three you. This has been Outro Babble. This has been deadpan number 70. And the wedding guest's a sad and wiser man. And we out. I'm not coming back after the music. No, not that again. Stop that.